All right, here we are on this day after, this historic day. This was a historic trial. And
guilty.
The Derek Chauvin verdict is in. He was found guilty on all three counts.
All three.
Mm-hmm. You got to do some time when you don't get clear none of the charges, and the verdict came back in a time where it let us know we felt that like, wow, this was, we ain't in here talking about nothing. 9 hours total, 4 hours the first day, 5 the next day. I think they were just in there eating some donuts and stuff in the morning, you know.
Well, they had already decided to.
I hope that's not the case. I hope they really did look at the evidence and, you know.
No, they did. We saw it. There was all, we didn't even have to do this.
Yeah. Right. They saw it in court. Uh-huh. We're taking phone calls today from our audience at 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to the phone. We're going to Riverdale, Georgia now and talking to Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, Sean? What's on your mind?
Well, sir, it's an honor, first of all, to speak with you and actually speak to you in real life and hear your voice, for real. Man, I love your show, man. You guys have been doing great work. Man, I love you guys. And when you come on in the morning time and you speak, you say some things spiritually that I really needed to hear. But now, on this case, I want to talk to you about, which is very important, and it shows the world that America is making that change. From Dr. King said once before, I may not get there with you, but we will get there. As a people. And today is one of them days that proven we are getting there. Blacks and whites and other nations are coming together, and we are coming together as one in this country. And we are going to make it. We are going to do whatever it takes to be what we need to be.
Exactly. Well said. And you know something, man? This, I'm telling you, man, I had a conversation with a woman here who was in the royal family of one of the countries here in Africa. And obviously, she watches Fox News. She was a huge Trump supporter. I was stunned listening to this woman talk. I was stunned how great Donald Trump was. And then she actually told me, you're a Hollywood type. All of you feel the same way. I'm a Hollywood type. First of all, you don't know me. You really, really don't. I'm the last person that's the Hollywood type. And then she went to talk about how Revelations changed the world and Donald Trump was sent by God. And I went, what? Donald Trump was sent by God. And this woman was just going on and on. And it's just so many people, man, who think, see, what Donald Trump said, I want you all to listen to what his whole campaign was, make America great again. So what that meant was, they didn't like the condition it was in now. So we're going to take it back to a period of time where it was better. For who? When has it ever been better for black people? And that rolls up all these white supremacist groups. They came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. That's the reason the Capitol building was stormed. That's the reason they drove through the crowd and killed people in cars, because he gave them the power. They actually felt like they had a man in the White House. That ain't God ain't sent him. God's people don't hold Bibles upside down and look at it and not even, boy, what?
Right.
God's people have some stories of going to church. You've seen Donald Trump in one church. That was at Bush's funeral. There ain't no photo of him.
And he looked uncomfortable in it.
Man, please.
Didn't know when to bow his head.
Man, he ain't praying at nothing. So, you know, we got work to do, but we are, I think there's a beginning here. I think there's a change. I do. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
You, brother.
Let's go to Lakewood, California. We're going to talk to Catherine, Steve.
Hey, Catherine.
This is Catherine's husband, John. Oh. He asked me to pick up the phone for her because she's kind of shy. But I'm close in age to Steve. We're born the same year, 57. And I got a lot of respect for you and a big fan. And I've been just trying to compose myself and get wipe away tears. I've been wiping away tears for the past 10, 15 minutes here. But I think I'm composed enough to speak now. I really bonded with some of the brave people that testified at the trial, particularly the young lady firefighter, because I'm a retired African-American firefighter out here on the West Coast. And I just thought the people were so brave and courageous to get up there and speak their truth to this matter. And I'm also very much encouraged by the state district attorney of Minnesota, Mr. Ellison. And I just watched his press conference. So this whole thing is it's a day of victory, but I know that we have a lot of work ahead of us in the future, and the struggle will continue probably for the rest of our lives, unfortunately, and even to the lives of our grandkids. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to make a few comments. Thank you.
No, hey, brother, and I appreciate you. You know, one of the things that I noticed in this trial that I hadn't really seen before, what normally happens, guys, is that prosecutors are often in bed with the local police department. In this case, I was really amazed at how the prosecutors were dead set on doing the right thing for the people. See when you go, the state versus, when you say that, you gotta understand that you're talking about the paid representatives and the elected representatives that we put in place are gonna fight for the state against to prosecute somebody else. Wait a minute, man. They're usually in bed, especially with the police department. That's why grand juries don't ever bring them up for trial, because the prosecutors go in there and they present something to the 12 voting people who are the grand jury, and they give such a vague thing, and they say, well, we don't really think we have enough to prosecute, and the grand jury finds no cause to bring forth a trial. That didn't happen in this case. So if we can get more prosecutors who are not in bed with local police, that's going to change things. And I think this also, let me tell you something else too, because these prosecutors are going to be stars now.
Yes,
and people love power and position, and other prosecutors are going to go, wow, I get a case like this, I'm going to do something that gets the adulation of the nation too, and I'll be a star. I'm telling you, man, something's going on here. That's my comment about that.
All right.
Yeah. But hey, man, thank you very much, man. And you and your wife, man, pull it together. I understand where you're coming from, because we've been, me and you, 57 bros, we've been around here a while.
And, that's right. That's right.
And you know, man, and I'm going to tell you something. Hey, dog, we sick and tired. Now, you, 1957, you know the bull crap we done seen?
Dog,
we tired of all this here, man. We sick and tired of this. And it's about time. Yeah. Technically, it's late as hell, but we'll take it, though.
Yeah.
We'll take
it. But the main thing is we got our health, and we're around to see it happen, and, and we both got a lot of fight left in us.
Lot of dog, man. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, John.
Like that. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, y'all, sit tight. We'll be back with more calls on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.